Were the cows ever enclosed near the barn? Was there ever a place there?
Oh, you had to have little corrals around there, maybe an acre, maybe 5 acres, maybe 10 acres.
Did you have a place where you could bring them in and milk them?
Yeah. We jumped out of a shed for that. Mm-hmm. We put them in that good warm shed with a windbreak on three sides. South side open. Milk them in there, it's hardly ever. A lot of times, a lot would get that deep in mud, but in the shed, you'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. Was this part of the barn or just a separate building?
Yeah, and most of the time, it's just say, she might call it a. We had two big cribs and about a 10, 12 foot hall between it.
Uh-huh.
And then shed it all on the south and shed it on the east end of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's all that old hay shed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you about that. That don't sound very good, but them old hay sheds is a heap warmer than these that's built out of shingles or sheet iron on top.
Yeah.
It's a lot warmer.
2 feet of insulation.
Yeah.
Did you have a place where you could put your horses up near the barn?
Yeah, we generally kept them a good fixed shed for them where they could stay in there. Now, my daddy wasn't too much on, in the dead of winter, keeping horses in the lot and feeding them corn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to run out in the night and the days we wasn't working them,
mm-hmm.
on account of when there was lots of good heavy corn here, there's lots of horses dying blind staggers.
Hmm. What's that, just overeating?
No, they just nose and stop up and they just stagger around till they died.
Hmm.
Get where they couldn't see. And you take a horse to eat lots of corn and keep him up all the time, he's pretty apt to take it now. One time Dad fed a bunch of steers down there and he's using our team to haul out the corn with. And you just get through on the horse and turn them in the beef pen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good, nice team of sorrel horses. One of these horses is a terrible eater. But he take the blind staggers and died.
Hmm.
And I lived over yonder, the old boy bought a pair of good young mares and taking them home and put them in the barn and kept putting the corn to them all the time, you know, and one of them died, the blind stagger. I said, Dave, what'd you do that for? Well, he said, I thought if I kept them up and tended to them good, they wouldn't have the blind stagger. I said, them's the kind that has
them. Mm-hmm. Baby Malone is
in there. So I pulled around and he worked, broke this out of work, worked for half a day. Give her what to call a sweaty. Bruised her shoulder, you know, and it all perished away. And I tried to get him a doctor, he wouldn't do it. And he come over one day and wanted to sell her to me, swap her to me. Said, how much you want for her? I didn't need her and didn't want her. Said, I owe you some pasture. You give me $50 and while I owe you on the pasture, why, you can have her. I said, well, I'm just going to take her. I'm going to take her because I need her, because I want her. But you want a doctor and she'll never get well, so you know it. So I take her home, take her over to an old man who lived down here. Put a dime's worth of medicine he had on her, and I turned her loose. She went home and wasn't long, but she was well.
Hmm. You mentioned a beef pen. What was that?
That's where they had the big pen, 8 or 10, 12, 15 acres maybe. That's where they fed these steers.